I was briefly mentioning, didn't give too many details away, about this explosive storyline taking place in Hollyoaks. And here to talk about it, at the centre of this storyline, joining me an old mate of mine from the close days, Barry Sloane. How are you, Barry?
I'm good, Dave. Nice to see you,
yeah,
mate.
Nice to see you. You're looking well.
Thank you.
Now, You've done a bit of a circular route there from old Brookside Closers.
Yeah.
What was the other show that they did? The courtroom drama
I think they just keep wheeling me out every now and again.
You played a lawyer in that, didn't you?
Yeah, I played a barrister in that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So tell us about Hollyoaks then. How did you get involved with Hollyoaks?
Well, it was about a year ago, and I just came down for the casting. And, I just thought I was playing the new stylist, a new hairdresser in the village.
And did you come in just as an independent character, or were you connected to anyone else?
He came in independently, but it was always known to me that he was the oldest McQueen child. So he was a long lost son from day one.
So no one knew that, though.
No.
Audience wise didn't know that when you appeared.
The first time they got an inkling, it was shown on Christmas Day last year, the Christmas Day episode, and he burnt a picture of the family, and there was a letter from Myra, his mum, saying that she'd come and find him one day, and she promised to find him, but she never did. So it was exposed then, so people knew. But
so did he find that out then, during the course of his time on...
He knew. He came to Hollyoaks with that idea in mind.
And he knew that was his mother?
Yeah.
I got it, okay. Yeah. So it's been a slow burn of a story.
They've done it for a year. It's been really good.
So how's it panned out then? Where are we up to now?
We are now at the very climax of the story. At this point now, after a year of... Well, he's injected his little sister with heroin. He's pushed his other sister, who was pregnant with a baby, down a flight of stairs. He's attacked his grandmother. He's reported his mother for benefit fraud. He's killed his brother's boyfriend, who was a priest. So he's been
all
a busy round
nice guy then.
Oh, he's lovely. He's lovely.
So what is he? He's a psychopath?
He's clearly just unhinged. You know, I mean, I've tried to play him not out and out psycho. I've just tried to play him, but everything he does is psychopathic.
And did you have to do much research for this sort of?
I looked into people who've been abandoned and people who researched looking into their families and people go through adoption routes and things like that. But I mean, you can't really.
But from an acting point of view, then playing a psychopath, that's interesting that you say, you know, you didn't want to play him as outwardly a psychopath, i.e., you know, not seeing some demonstration of there's somebody who's a nutter, basically. Mm. So how did you go about then? Finding a way through.
Well, I actually a Brookside thing. Actually, I remember the guy who played Simon, who had the cult years ago, and I remember wanting to kind of do the same thing where he'd come in, he was just that little bit extra nice that you go, oh, hang on.
It's a bit menacing.
Something's a bit not quite right. But to him, he was completely justified in everything he did and thought that everything was cool. And that's what, you know, that's a kind of what I tried to do with this character.
And is that how you're playing it, with sort of like he believes that what he's doing is right?
Oh, he's completely justified
in
his head.
And that they all must be punished.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's reaching its big climax then this week.
It is. He's now kidnapped all of his sisters and his brother, and took them to the church where he was abandoned as a baby. He's just summoned his mother there with the intention of blowing them all up. He's rigged it with explosives. So
and he's come up with quite an unusual game of he's playing with them, isn't he?
Yeah,
tell us about that.
Yeah, he's got a little game show. Myra says that she wants him. That he should at least offer her a chance. So he says, okay, well, I'll ask you 6 questions, and for each question you get right, you can choose one of them to live, and for each question you get wrong, you can choose one of them to die. So we have to see how many she gets right and how many she gets wrong.
Who's come up with this storyline, then?
I don't know, but...
There's a team of writers up there, isn't there?
Yeah, I think they're going to try and take it to one of the game show things. It's a good idea. We'd probably get it on, you know, BBC, ITV.
Oh, don't. You'll have families will be queuing up to get on it. Now, what's interesting, then, that it reaches this climax. I know you can't give too much away, but it reaches this, you know, a peak, as it were, this week, as far as the story is concerned. Does he get away with it? An 11th hour rescue?
Well, he's his last act is to redeem himself. He actually saves a couple of people, so you'd have to wait and see who that is.
Okay.
But does he survive? You'll have to wait and see.
Right, well, that's interesting. And are you able to say whether you're still in contract at the end of this week or not? Was that giving too much away as well?
No. I mean, it's been out there.
You don't want to spoil it.
It's the end of me on the 6:30 shows for the time being. But I have been filming some late night episodes, which I think start on the 24th of November.
Now they're really popular, aren't they? The late night slot for Hollyoaks.
Yeah, I mean, it's been I think about 2 years since they last had many late night episodes, and I think they've tried to do these ones slightly differently. That, you know, especially the story that I'm involved with, it's quite, you know, I'm really excited about it. Actually, involved a big stunt I had to do last week, which
excellent, great.
Scary.
Tons of a special guest in the cafe, Barry Sloan, from the cast of Hollyoaks. Big climax to his storyline happening this week. Take us back then, Barry. How did you get involved in acting? Is this something you've always done from when you were a kid?
Well, it was something I always did through school. Straight from when I come out of school, I went to music college. I went to Liverpool Community Arts Centre in town for 3 years and studied music. And I was in bands, and an agent saw me fronting a band and asked me if I was interested in signing with him, because he said I had a good stage presence. Signed with them and was fortunate enough to get a film in about 1999, I think, just before I got Brookside. And
What was the film?
It was called In His Life, The John Lennon Story.
Oh, right.
It was like, it was for NBC, so it was only shown in America, thank God, because I looked like some kind of...
And what did you play?
I played Ivan Vaughan, the guy who introduced John Lennon to Paul McCartney, so...
Right,
that was all right.
And who played the two lads?
Phil, I'm not sure if you know of him, a guy called Phil McQuillan played John Lennon.
Right. Yeah. So how did the Brookside part come along?
I remember that was the longest audition process I've ever had to date. I don't remember it being about 7 or 8
really?
Castings, and I think Phil was only in for like the last two.
Phil Redmond, of course,
yeah.
Well, they couldn't make their mind up or what?
I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure. I remember at the time I had bright red hair. And the best I remember in me casting, I come in with a cap because I dyed it red, and he said, just take your hat off, soft lad, we can already see you've got red hair. So it was like, okay. And, you know, thankfully they gave me that part.
And just tell us a little bit about that, because you were connected with one of the last families to come into the show, weren't you?
Yeah, we were the Gordons. I don't think it was just the kiss of death, but, you know, we helped it along. No, it was great. I mean, I played a character called Sean, who had a big spiky hair, piercings, very different to the way Niall looks in this show. And we had a couple of run-ins on that show, didn't we?
We did, our characters did.
Yeah, we did. It was very good, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, somebody just sent me a YouTube thing today of the very last episode.
Oh, brilliant, I've been looking to get that.
We'll have a look, it's on YouTube.
Oh, cool.
Not all of it, just like the last 5 minutes or whatever. What did you find excited about working at Brookside? Because it is so, I've always said it, lots of people have said it as well, it is different from working on another soap like The Street or whatever, which is very studio-bound or whatever. You know, what is it about Brookside? What is it that you enjoyed?
Well, for me, when I got that, I mean, I was a massive fan of the show when I got Brookside, and I remember just the excitement I got when I got that part and walking on. It's a similar thing, because it's a lot of the same crew have moved now onto Hollyoaks, so I just think because it's single camera and because of the technique that involves, I mean, you'll know more than me yourself, but... it's a great discipline and a great company, and all the people there are brilliant and they encourage learning, you know what I mean, and they help people along, and
great place to learn your craft,
fantastic.
Isn't it?
Fantastic. Like a family atmosphere, you know.
Excellent. Well, we'll all be watching Hollyoaks.
Good stuff.
With eager anticipation this week. I believe you're up for a National Television Award, aren't you?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Excellent.
I'm really excited.
When's that coming up, the actual event?
I think that's
soon.
The 29th of this month.
Well, we'll all be keeping fingers crossed for that.
Thank you very much.
Barry, as always, nice to see you. Looking good. He's still got his hat on, by the way.
It's cold.
Listeners,
in here.
It's cold. It is cold in here, isn't it? Yeah. Barry Stone, tune into Hollyoaks. Big explosive story comes to a climax this week. Nice talking to you, Barry.
Cheers, Steve.
You listen to City Talk 105.9. The City Cafe. City Talk 105.9. This Christmas.